You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome from the Eastern Shore Chamber of Commerce, Joanna Allman. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning.
And with you is Marina Simpson from the United Way. Welcome back, Marina.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Great to have you. So we have a lot of chamber events that we want to cover, and one in particular involves United Way. Tell us about it, ladies.
Yes, so we have an upcoming event. Our young professionals are hosting our annual Bingo and Brew. This event is always a ton of fun. It's going to be July 20th at Fairhope Brewing Company. So what Bingo and Brew is we all pack into the Fairhope Brewing Company and we play bingo. We have a ton of prizes, giveaways, raffles. It's a lot of fun, and it all benefits the food backpack program from United Way. And I think Marina can tell us a little bit about this program, which is just an awesome program.
Okay, first let's talk more about the bingo.
Yes.
It is a blast.
It is so much fun.
It's been a year or two since I've been, but it was packed and it was so much fun. Tell us how it works.
So how it works, it's $10 at the door. That gets you a bingo card to play.
And then you can buy more if you want.
Oh, yes. You can buy as many as you want. And again, all this money goes to the United Way. So you come to Fairhope Brewing Company. It is a private event, but it's open to the public. But $10 at the door gets you inside. This is our young professionals, again, that host this event. And it's so much fun. So beer is on you. You drink beer and play bingo.
Okay.
We have different sponsors. Our presenting sponsor this year is Crow Shields and Bailey. So thank you so much for that. And you play bingo. It is a lot of fun. Last year we had over 60 prizes. We could not play 60 rounds of bingo. So we were raffling. We were having a good time. We were bundling prizes into huge baskets, and people were winning, you know, games after games. It's just a lot of fun.
It is indeed. So, Marina, tell us why a fundraiser such as this are so important, and what the backpack program is.
Yes. So, the backpack program is a program that is in the schools in Baldwin County, where school counselors identify students that are food insecure. So, meaning on the weekends, they may not have a lot of food at their home. And so, what these school counselors do is identify these children. And on Friday afternoons, an inconspicuous bag of food goes in their backpack to send them home for the weekend so that they have easy, you know, flip-top meals that they can make on the weekends if their parents are gone, if there's not a lot of food in the house, not a lot of supervision, the child will have something to eat over the weekend.
Some apples and a banana, a variety of things.
Yes. Easy to make. It's something that they're designed to be something that a child could eat without a lot of help from someone else.
This is a great program. When did it start and how did it come about?
So we have many partner agencies that actually participate in the backpack program: Christian Service Center, Catholic Social Services, Feeding the Gulf Coast. And all of these agencies have been doing this in Baldwin County for many, many years. We've just grown so much. And of course, we have record high inflation that we're all dealing with. And so there are more and more students out there that are becoming food insecure.
And is this happening in every school in Baldwin County?
This is happening in all of the elementary schools in Baldwin County. Some of our schools are more in need than others, understandably so, based on the demographics. In the middle and high school, some of our partner agencies are working towards more of a food pantry style program in the schools, but this is in elementary schools.
Okay, all right. Sounds like a great service.
Yeah.
Is there an estimate of how many backpacks you might prepare in a year?
Gosh, the need always outweighs the funds. I will be honest. I haven't seen a year where every request has been able to be met. It's about between $135 and $150 a year per student. But this fundraiser helps tackle some of that issue. And what we do is strategically identify where the gaps are in the schools. We're not the only funder of this. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of private funders, civics clubs that come around these schools to fund these programs. But this helps identify where the gaps are in the schools.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe a civic club, someone that's listening, could, hey, wait a minute, we could do a project like this.
Yeah.
and have a fundraiser for our next event for the backpack program.
Yes, yes.
So they would just simply need to contact you at United Way?
They could contact us. They could contact any of our partner agencies that have this program. There's other programs in the county as well that are not United Way partner agencies that are doing great work too. But anybody assisting people that are food insecure would be able to assist them.
Okay. That's a great program. Thank you. Marina Simpson with the United Way. Now, Joanna, that's just one of many things.
One of many things. And before we leave Bingo and Brew, I am going to say one thing. We are looking for donations for prizes. So last year, like I said, we gave out over 60 prize baskets. So we had hundreds of donations from local businesses, and that really makes this evening. That's what pulls in the crowd. We kind of advertise kind of some of our prizes before the event, which again is July 20th. So if you are interested or your business is interested in donating a prize, it can be a gift card, it can be a service, it can be so many different things. You can contact the chamber, so you can call our office or email me or reach out online. So there's lots of different ways you can get involved, even if you can't attend the event.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes.
So in addition to some upcoming ribbon cuttings, which is just part of a benefit of joining the chamber.
Correct.
You have, business after hours
yes.
is next week.
And actually, yes. So business after hours next week is Thursday, July 6th. And this is a very special one because we are going to unveil our 2023 Jubilee Festival artwork. It is our 35th annual Jubilee Festival, and so the artwork will be unveiled next week at Business After Hours.
And that's at Riverbank and mm-hmm. Trust in Daphne.
In Daphne, right off 98.
From 5 until 7. I love this networking, mingling event the Chamber does.
It is so much fun. And then throw in an artwork unveiling, and it just makes it a blast.
And while we're on the topic, I have shared the post where it's time now for artists to apply to be in that show.
Yes, the deadline is coming. It's July 14th. To apply for an artist. We're also looking for food vendors, market vendors, and entertainment. So if you know anybody who's interested, this festival draws thousands of people in from our region, and it's the third weekend in October in Daphne. So we host it at Lot Park. So if you are interested in applying to be an artist or food vendor, market vendor, or entertainment, you can find it at the JubileeFestival.com. There are big buttons on the very top homepage, and you can apply online.
TheJubileeFestival.com,
yes.
Okay. Then you have a Chamber 101 coming up.
Correct. So Chamber 101, we host these monthly. They're held at 9 a.m., so it'll be Wednesday, July 19th at our office. These really give members an inside look at what the Chamber does. So this is our sit-down time that you can ask one-on-one questions with our staff, really get to know the benefits of the Chamber and how we can help your business personally.
And that's particularly helpful for new members.
Oh, very helpful for new members. Okay. So, but you know what? We even get longtime members that come back and want to know what has changed with the Chamber or what they could be doing differently to maximize their benefits.
Okay. Networking at Noon is another networking event that y'all have. Tell
Correct.
Us about that.
All right. Networking at Noon is very hard to get into lately. This one has been selling out every single time. This is a networking lunch. It's networking at noon, so it begins at noon. We rotate between three different restaurants throughout our area. So our next one is going to be Wednesday, July 19th. We will have one lunch at Billy's, one going on at Bluegill, and one going on at Market by the Bay. Reservations are required, and you can reserve your spot at eschamber.com. This one is great for if you don't like walking into a room with 60-plus people and getting up and talking. This is designed for, to sit down and have lunch with 10 people.
So it is 10 each thing.
It is 10 each restaurant, okay. Yes, and it's limited. So we cut it off at 10 people.
It's like a mini version of the morning marketing meeting at lunch instead of in the morning.
Correct. And morning marketing is coming up. It's Thursday, July 20th. So it's going to be the morning of Bingo and Brew. But this one's going to be at our Daphne Senior Center. These are monthly. They're held on the third Thursday every single month. And they start at 8:15. And you get breakfast, coffee, roundtable style marketing event. So stand up, you give your elevator pitch, bring lots of business cards and marketing materials to pass out to everybody.
I used to love that one. I always say I'm going to start taking that day off.
In
the morning from the radio show so I can get back involved in that.
Yes, they are so
all
much
right.
fun.
And as you mentioned, everything is available at eschamber.com.
Correct. All these events are on eschamber.com under our chamber calendar. That's a great resource to use, and they list all our upcoming chamber events. If you need to register, registration is linked on all those events under that calendar. We also, too, have a community calendar, and I think a lot of people miss their opportunity to add their community event. This is a free service the chamber offers. You do not have to be a member to add a community listing on this calendar. We are one of the only ones in our community that offer a calendar for events going on in Spanish Fork, Daphne, and Fairhope. So we feature all three cities on this calendar. It's a great opportunity to, you know, look it up and see what's going on or what's happening here on the Eastern Shore.
How do we go about submitting an event?
Very easy. You go to eschamber.com. You will go to our community calendar, and you hit the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner.
Okay.
And then it prompts you for all your events information.
You get to put it in right there.
You get to put it in right there. Yes, you add it, we approve it, and it goes on our calendar.
That's a nice feature.
It is a very nice feature, and we always, you know, want to stress that anyone can add events to this calendar. And it's a great opportunity. And a lot of people from our community utilize this calendar to see what events are going on in our area.
I need to start looking that
up.
There's some good ones.
For
my community news
Correct.
And announcements.
So all nonprofits, anyone who has fundraising events, please add it to this calendar.
And finally, how does one become a chamber member? I know it's not expensive, and it's a lot very useful.
It is very useful. You can join online at eschamber.com. You can stop in our office and pick up a packet if you would like, or you can give us a call and talk to us on the phone. You know, we're very easy to get in touch with. So.
You're on Fairhope Avenue.
Yes.
And what's that phone number?
251-928-6387.
928-6387.
Correct.
And Marina, what's a contact for you at the United Way?
So our phone number is 251-943-2110.
943-2110.
And our website is UnitedWay-BC, as in Baldwin County, .org.
UnitedWay-BC.org, but you can also just type in United Way Baldwin
yes,
County and
absolutely.
It'll pop up.
Okay.
Absolutely. Do you work with Mobile County?
So we are a separate United Way than the United Way in Mobile County. There's actually a United Way in every zip code in America, but they're all their own separate entities based on that tax ID number, and that's designed specifically to attack the issues in that specific community.
I see.
So while we are a United Way, we are not the same United Way, but mm-hmm. we have a lot of crossover agencies, a lot of crossover mission, because
okay.
some of the needs are the same in Mobile and Baldwin County.
I often see that call 211 for information yeah. in Mobile. Does that
yes.
apply for Baldwin
yes.
as well?
So 211 is a nationwide number, and you can call that anywhere in the United States, put in your zip code, and get resources for social services. We call it the 911 of social services. So anytime, day or night, 24/7, never closed, you dial 211, put in your zip code, and say, I'm in need of a food pantry. I'm in need of a rehab center. I'm in need of a domestic abuse shelter. You can call anytime, day or night, and get those resources for your community. So, yes, 211 is a nationwide number.
That's good to know.
Yes.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you so much. Marina Simpson with the Baldwin County United Way. and Joanna Allman with the Eastern Shore Chamber. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you missed part of this interview or you want to tell a friend, you can listen to it later at WABF1480.com.